Some may not be familiar with this feast because it only happens on a Sunday every 7 years. So it's been a while since we did this. And it has a number of themes, and we'll just kind of go through a few of those. This feast was originated in Jerusalem in the 3rd century. That's the 200s. And then a century later, it came to the West in the Roman Rite. So it's a very ancient feast in the church. And so the first theme, of course, is light. We had those candles because the gospel says that he is has been taken on human flesh in order to be a light to the nations and the glory of Israel. And so Christ is always the light of the world. Second theme, it's 40 days since Christmas. And we all know 40 is a significant number in the Bible, in the church, and in the liturgy. So there are 40 days of Lent. There are 40 days between Easter and Ascension Thursday. There are 40 days between the Transfiguration in August and the Triumph of the Holy Cross in September. Advent used to be 40 days. It's no longer. So 40 is a biblical lifetime. It's a way of saying this is our whole life. This isn't just something we do for a while or just occasionally. It's our whole life. So our whole life is processing with the light of Christ. Our whole life is that procession to the kingdom, which brings up our third theme, and that is the procession. Procession is just an essential part of Catholic liturgy. Processions always symbolize that larger journey to the kingdom of God. And churches are set up so that you go through the doors, which are baptismal, you pass by the font, you sign yourself, and you come down to the altar. In other words, there's a line of procession. It's set up that way because that's our faith journey. I don't know, are we to the fourth theme yet? This is the next theme. One of the titles for this feast traditionally was the meeting time. Because you might have noticed in some of the prayers we've been saying already, and I think the closing prayer for the Mass mentions meeting again, and the preface mentions it, because the whole idea here is that we are coming to meet the Lord, but the Lord is also coming to meet us. So this pilgrimage journey that we are on is not entirely us, but God graced us, inspired us to want to come. We don't come to this on our own as humans. It comes through grace. And at the same time that we are processing toward the Lord, the Lord is processing toward us. And that is enfleshed in Jesus. The eternal Son of God comes to meet his people by taking on their human flesh and joining the human race. And that's the point of that second reading, that he didn't come to save angels, he came to save humans. So he didn't become like the angels, he became like humans, because that was the point. And so in this meeting place, that's symbolized, of course, by the altar. We are always processing toward the altar. The entrance procession at every Mass, we come down here, we kiss the altar. The communion procession, you process to the altar and receive the body and blood of the Lord. The goal, the end, is always the altar. The altar is the realized kingdom. It's the heavenly banquet. And one of the reasons that we are able to meet him here today is because he is always, forever, coming back from that future kingdom to meet us. And he wipes away time. Time disappears. And so therefore, today we are eating the heavenly banquet. Today is the Last Supper. Time just disappears in the liturgy. And so this procession is an eternal one. It's a 40-day one. It's a 40-year one. It's a lifetime. One final, well, I don't want to say final because I may have a couple more. This is such a rich feast. Next theme. He will come to purify the sons of Levi. The sons of Levi are the Levitical priests. And in the Old Testament, particularly in the last several hundred years after the exile, the Levitical priesthood was the legitimate priesthood. You had to be of that tribe in order to be a priest. But the prophets throughout the centuries berated those priests for doing nice ceremonies but not having changed hearts. And this is always a danger in liturgy. We can get so involved in doing the music well, in doing the rituals well, in doing the processions well, and making ourselves feel good, and that's all a nice thing. But that's not ultimately what it's about, is it? It's ultimately about us being transformed into other Christs, into the body of Christ, to allow for God's grace not only to consecrate the bread and wine, but to consecrate us into sons and daughters, into brothers and sisters of Christ, members of his body. So the purification of the Levitical priesthood took place in the person of Jesus. Why? First of all, he comes from that Levitical line because through Joseph. But more than that, he comes from the line of David, the priest, the prophet, and the king. And so he is the temple. Now, we're celebrating the presentation of the Lord in the temple. And the irony here is he comes to be presented in the temple as an infant, but as an adult, he is going to become the temple. And so he says on one occasion, "Destroy this temple and I will rebuild it in 3 days." And they realize later that he was talking not about the stone building, but about the temple of his body, his death, and 3 days later, his resurrection. So he does away with all the Old Testament sacrifice. Notice the irony here. Mary and Joseph are fulfilling the law by offering two turtle doves for the presentation of Jesus in the temple. That whole system of doves and lambs and cereal offerings and all of that stuff, which was the biggest business in Jerusalem. Jesus overturns the money changers' tables, says, "Get all of this out of here. This is not of God." And so then he offers himself. He becomes the lamb of sacrifice. He becomes the offering. So he's the priest, the lamb, and the offering of sacrifice. And we, who are members of his body through baptism, are sharers in his priesthood. And so the purification of us as priests has to be going all the time, 40 years. We're always being tried. We're always having the dross burned off so that we become pure silver or pure gold. There's something about our salvation that has to do with suffering and our willingness to suffer and our willingness to lay down our lives and our willingness to be of service to all. All of that comes, that's who Jesus is. And so in Christianity, we have never built temples, have we? We have churches. And the word church in Greek means the gathering place, because the gathering is Christ's body. We are the church, not this building. So we are living stones built into the body of Christ, built into that temple which is Christ himself. Okay, now a final thought. We were a little scrunched out in the gathering space there earlier because there's all that food that's been collected for the Super Bowl collection. Our liturgy that we do here ritually has to flow out from here to concern for the poor, to charitable acts with one another, with the world. So the connection between liturgy and life is actually quite evident this morning, because we're brushing up against all those boxes and sacks of food that is going to be given to the poor. That's liturgy and life connected. That's hearts transformed. That's the very thing that Jesus came to bring, the connection between empty ceremonial liturgy and real suffered life. And this is one of those rare moments where we can tangibly say, that's exactly what we're doing today.